listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Dudley Steffen, a.k.a. Dugger. Jennifer is the person responsible. No, she calls me Dougie. That's what it is.
I do call you Dougie.
And her father calls me Duggeroo. What should we call Richie? Richaroo?
I call him Richie.
Richie.
Sometimes
Richaroo.
Hot stuff.
Kenaroo.
Sometimes.
Yeah. All right. So Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, the big news from the world of entertainment, American Hustle, Gravity, lead the 2014 Academy Award nominations. They both have 10. So what else have you got in that list that you think is exciting, Jen Jen?
All right, well, let's just start from the top. Best Picture, again, they kind of mix up the number of Best Picture nominees now. It used to be just 5, and now this year there are 9, it looks like. And they are American Hustle, Captain Phillips, Dallas Buyers Club, Gravity, Her, Philomena, Nebraska, 12 Years a Slave, and The Wolf of Wall Street. So no big surprises in that category.
No.
In actor, best actor in a leading role, Christian Bale from American Hustle, Bruce Dern from Nebraska, Leonardo DiCaprio from The Wolf of Wall Street, oh gosh, Chai Whittle, Ijeofor, I know I'm messing up his name from 12 Years a Slave, but I'm trying, Matthew McConaughey from Dallas Buyers Club. I think the surprise here, the only missing person is Tom Hanks. He was nominated for a Golden Globe for Captain Phillips. He's not in this category anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Actress in a leading role, Amy Adams from American Hustle, Kate Blanchett from Blue Jasmine, Sandra Bullock for Gravity, Meryl Streep from August Osage County, and Judi Dench for Philomena. For supporting actor, you've got Barkhad Abdi from Captain Phillips, Bradley Cooper, American Hustle, Michael Fassbender from 12 Years a Slave. Your favorite guy, Dougie, got an Oscar nod, Jonah Hill from The Wolf of Wall Street.
Ah, what a ridiculous.
And Jared Leto for the Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah.
I'd love to see the Ethiopian guy win that category.
You know,
he never acted before either. That was
he was a cab driver.
The street, yeah, they got him off the street. Right.
Yeah, which is really cool. That would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All right, actress in a supporting role, Sally Hawkins for Blue Jasmine, Jennifer Lawrence for American Hustle, Lupita Nyong'o from 12 Years a Slave, Julia Roberts, August Osage County, and June Squibb for Nebraska.
Yeah. All right, you want any more? Or then,
I think the Ethiopian guy would sell his Oscar once he got back to, you know.
No, I think that would be so cool. I mean, to go from cab driver to Oscar winner is pretty amazing. I think probably the only other really notable category is director, and that's David Russell for American Hustle, Alfonso Cuarón for Gravity. He won the Golden Globe. Alexander Payne for Nebraska, Steve McQueen for 12 Years a Slave, and Martin Scorsese for The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, you know, the other thing I noticed is that most of the nominated songs seem to come from animated kids movies now.
Mm-hmm. Those are the ones with the best music.
Yeah, those were. I think there was a couple. Well, I think they're the ones with the only ones with the music. I don't.
Yeah.
You don't really see movies have original scores anymore.
They don't. There's no original anymore because it's too expensive to do it. They take the movie soundtrack
so
and create stuff.
Guys like John Williams, who did Star Wars and Indiana Jones and all those great movies.
See that stuff. You're not going to see it anyplace else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just too expensive to do. So, that was a good job, Jen Jen. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Speaking of cab drivers, there's a protest brewing around the world for a company that was started in, it was either Denmark or...
Riots, in fact.
I belong to this service, by the way.
Do you the Uber car?
Uber car, yes. I find it to be in my... the interesting learning curve was I had to get an app on my iPad in order to use it. Use it with your iPhone. Use it with
Samsung, a Droid.
No.
You're looking for BlackBerry.
iPhone.
BlackBerry, thank you. Okay. BlackBerry, iPhone, all of that sort of thing. You can get Uber. And they're a car service that within 6 minutes, you can...
They promise 10 minutes.
Well, I've been the one. The 6 minutes is what I've seen, but 10 minutes, whatever it is, and they're now in major cities all across the world. So, what's the riot? Where's the riot today, bud?
Well, apparently tensions in Paris have gotten pretty high, and striking cab drivers started attacking, shattering windows and smashing mirrors and slashing tires on Uber cars with passengers in them.
Great.
And apparently one of the passengers in the Uber car was Renaud Visage, co-founder of Eventbrite, which is a big website for tickets and stuff. So They say Uber runs in 26 countries and more than 50 cities around the world, and it's actually a San Francisco startup company, though. Yeah.
Well, I thought it was started in Europe for some reason or other.
That's so
it's big, but it's big in San Francisco, L.A., Boston, New York.
Yep. So apparently, around the world, taxi drivers and the unions for taxis or the commissions for taxis are trying to get the laws changed in each city so that these guys can't be more competitive than they are. Right now, they're just, who would take a cab when you have to wait 15 minutes, 20 minutes,
yeah,
and then pay more?
Especially in a place like LA, where there's no cab driver.
Right, right.
No.
And
Richie, no.
What?
They are not less expensive. They are way more expensive than a cab. They are very expensive. They are not much. That's why the cab driver, I don't even begin to understand what they're protesting. If you're cost conscious and don't care about the service, and I say that sort of advisedly because most of the cabs I get in, whether they're New York or Boston or Los Angeles, are dirty.
Yeah, you're going to pay $6, $8, $10 for a cab in New York usually.
Right.
What? In order to go anywhere, I have, when I took a cab from LAX to the house, the other day it was $33.
Wow, that's LA.
And if I were to take Uber, it would be over $40.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So it's not cheap. So I don't understand.
But the cars are clean and they are prompt.
And I think they're easier to get. Like, and my point here is in Los Angeles, it is very hard to find a cab.
Yep,
unless you're in downtown LA or at the airport.
Yep.
I mean, it's really difficult to find a cab. So the great thing here is if you're in Burbank or if you're in some suburb of Los Angeles, you can easily get a car.
The cabbies haven't got a leg to stand on.
No.
They're their own worst enemy. If they clean up their act, they did a good job. This is competition that'll make them better.
They're trying to do is make the competition less competition.
Of course they are.
And in many cities around, in D.C. and in Toronto, and they're trying to do it in Paris now, they're demanding a 30-minute delay before the Uber car can show up at your house and pick you up.
Yeah, sure.
And having minimum fares. And they're trying to
Making the competition
driver
making
recruitment
it better.
Yeah,
they're making it. It's much better. They're much better at doing what they do than the cabbies. The cabbies are the only place in the world that I've ever been that the cabbies were really good is London. London cabbies.
Oh, they take it's a profession there. Yeah.
They really are schooled. Everything's clean. They are prompt. I wouldn't take an Uber in London. But I would take one in Los Angeles, I'd take one in Boston, I'd take one in New York. Because the cabs are just... In America, it's one of these other... And by the way, the people driving the Uber car can speak English.
Yeah.
Where you... I dare you to find somebody that I could... Basically, I had to go every street to street with the guy that drove me from the airport the other night because he couldn't speak a lick of English. I said, turn... Huh?
And let me guess, he had a earbuds in his ear and was having a phone conversation with somebody the whole way. That's the big thing with taxi drivers now is like they're on the phone the whole time that you're in the car with them.
Mostly Arabic.
And talking about you know they are.
I don't I don't care what they're doing. I want to get and then they take the wrong. You know they're smarter than you think they are because they take the wrong. Oh, I made a mistake.
On purpose,
of course. So they increase the cab fare.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why Uber will be a success because the cabbies have cut their own throats. So good luck to them protesting.
Well, the takeaway from this story is that Doug was able to use an app. Congratulations.
You know, I'm actually really impressed. He's like, oh, I use Uber car. Look at him, trendy over there. I'm going to call you a hipster.
I'm really impressed.
That's very good, Richie. Thank you. Only after Meredith showed me how to do it. 888-302-3684. Listen up, boys and girls, moms and dads. Actually, this is for people that are in their 40s. Most of the things that we talk about that are aimed at your health, although this thing is something that seems to me everybody ought to take. Heart Factors Plus. It has nitric oxide as its basic ingredient. It improves your cardiovascular health. It includes, when you take this, a guarantee that your heart is going to work better because there's more blood going into it, and your blood pressure level will stay where it is. Let's say you're Kenny's age or Richie's age or even Jennifer's age. Jennifer has good solid blood pressure. You want to maintain that through your life, and this is the way to do it. So get started right now. Call for your risk-free trial of Heart Factors Plus. I've explained what it does. It's simple. It's straightforward. It's great for your system. Gets blood everywhere, into the muscles, into your heart, which is the biggest muscle in your body, into your brain. Call now, 800-577-8560. That's 800-577-8560. Mention Doug Steffen, you get a free bottle of a brand new CoQ10 supplement with fish oil formula. Try Heart Factors Plus today. 800-577-8560. You will be very happy with the results. You'll be thinking, hey, this is a pretty good deal. Thank you, Doug Steffen. 800-577-8560.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
At the Sears Big Weekend event, the savings are so big, we brought in a big-time ring announcer to share.
Taking the ring with a body of steel, it's the unstoppable Kenmore Appliances. Let the knockout savings begin.
Head to the Sears Big Weekend event and get up to 30% off all Kenmore appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
Sears, where better happens. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30% off. The brand savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid on 16 to 123. Exclusion supply. See store for details.
Good. All right. For those of you who have yet to go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show, or more importantly, to your own Facebook page to post what it is that you're grateful for today, please take this opportunity to spend 30, 40 seconds. If you're a golfer and you had a good golf game yesterday and you're thankful for that, good for you. If you had a good day at work, you sold something, you're a salesman, you got a big commission yesterday, you're grateful for that, post it. Whatever it is that first comes to your mind at the beginning of every day, post it on your Facebook page, what you're grateful for.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300.
405.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Right, boys and girls.
Yes, he does. My daddy rocks and rolls just well.
He's doing it in that heavenly choir.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, so we have the top five songs from this date. 1973 is the year. Kenny Loggins and Dave Messina with a song. How many big songs, Kenny, did they have? Four or five top ten or number one songs?
Yeah, at least four or five, yeah.
Yep, they were successful, and this is one of them. Number five was Your Mama Don't Dance. Crank it up, Richie. Speaking of rock, the number four song this week in 1973 belonged to Elton John. To see him on the piano performing this. It's one of the great visualizations. The great thing about seeing an Elton John concert is you can visualize him as he's singing and doing his thing to each one of his big pop hits.
He still rocks.
All right, speaking of Crocs, it's the only song, well, I don't know, I don't like, there's two of the top three I don't really dig.
Oh, this was a big hit again back when Clinton was in office.
Yeah, me and Mrs. Jones. Both of them were number one with two.
And Mrs. Jones.
1973, Billy Paul. Story of his wife and him.
We got a thing.
Big R&B song. Still popular on the R&B oldie station, this big song. There, number three this week, 1973. Number two belongs to Stevie Wonder.
Great.
What a great tune like this is. Yeah, this is good.
Yeah. Watch your face.
Hard to sit still for this.
Let me go and follow. Do all that you can. Keep me in the game.
Guy's a genius.
Yeah.
You don't want no
sign. And you know what? There's nothing he's ever done that was bad. I couldn't point you out.
There may be songs that I'm not, like, really crazy about, but you've never seen a Stevie Wonder song where you're like, oh, that song's horrible.
He's got it. And he gets it from being able to pay attention, close attention, to what is going on inside his head, his inner voice, that sort of thing. Very, very cool stuff. All right, number one this week, 1973. All kinds of stories about who this was written about. Mostly, I think it was aimed. Carly Simon had an affair with Warren Beatty. And a lot of people thought this was the story. But it was kind of, she was the precursor to Taylor Swift writing about her affairs.
Was it Warren Beatty or Keith Richards, Mick Jagger?
She had an affair with him, too, but I was always told, Kenny, what do you think? Was it Warren Beatty or was it Keith Richards?
What I had heard was Warren Beatty.
Yeah,
I
know. Okay.
All right. The top songs from this week in 1973, courtesy of your friends on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
At Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event, you might think they're selling over 12,000 massively discounted items, from guitars to drums to keyboards to DJ gear and more. You might think they're selling holiday leftovers, closeouts, and floor models. No, what they're really selling is the greatest feeling on earth. They're also selling 2013 Gibson guitars at up to 35% off the regular price. Guitar Center's New Year's clearance event. Get in there. It's going on now.
We made Tylenol Cold to help keep you going this winter.
Snowy!
You make them bundle up. We relieved your congestion.
Yeah!
You challenged them to a snowball fight. We took away your cough. You take them on a sleigh ride to remember. Tylenol Cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Faster!
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Cold uses directed.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, bleached a train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Velveeta.
Morning win.
At the Sears Big Weekend event, the savings are so big, we brought in a big-time ring announcer to share.
Taking the ring with a body of steel, it's the unstoppable Kenmore Appliances. Let the knockout savings begin.
Head to the Sears Big Weekend event and get up to 30% off all Kenmore Appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
Sears, where better happens. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Other brand savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 116 to 123. Exclusions supply. See store for details.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To feed your mind again on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 888-302-3684 reaches us on the phone. Email Doug, Rich, Jennifer, or Ken at DougSteffen.com. You have to pick one of us. Don't just send it to all of us.
Well, or you could.
I suppose you could send all of us, but you couldn't. You can't do Rich, semicolon, Doug, semicolon, Jennifer, semicolon, Ken, semicolon.
No, but you can send an email to everyone.
Yeah, you could do that.
If you wanted to.
If you feel the urge,
here's how it should work.
The need.
If you're upset with us, send it to Doug at DougSteffen.com.
Right, like the lady yesterday.
If you think that we are the best thing that ever happened since ice cream and butter on bread, send it to Jennifer or Rich or Ken.
I like that.
Yeah. Jennifer has her television report later in this half hour. Lots of things happening there. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Rich McFadden has joined Jennifer and Ken and I. The rest of the radio world will be focused on the Senate Benghazi attack report and the Supreme Court on abortion clinic buffer zones and the business of the two shootings and all that other stuff. Meanwhile, there are other fish to fry, including the United Nations. You know how we love it when they're in the news. Now, I don't know. This is not something that I would poke fun at because I think it's a very serious issue. I just wonder out loud whether there will be any effect from the United Nations questioning the Vatican about their problems around the world with child sexual predators in the form of their priests. A lot of human rights organizations have petitioned the United Nations, these people that represent the victims of all the clerical abuse that's been part of the Catholic Church over the years. Now, the United Nations has decided to step in and visit the Vatican and see if they can defend any of their positions. So you can expect that report probably in the year 2018, I'm guessing. That'd be just about right for the... Isn't that the way the UN normally works?
Nice and
3 months after we all knew there were chemical weapons being used in Syria, the UN report says, our decision is final. There were chemical weapons used in Syria.
Nice breaking job. News.
All right, here's the story from Memphis, KWAM, reporting that a teacher there locked a 5-year-old girl in a classroom closet and then left the school.
Oh, boy.
School officials identified the teacher, Kristen Oshfelt, at the A.B. Hill Elementary School. She's now been suspended without pay. This young person's mother said that he is in kindergarten, trapped in the dark closet. Remember the cloak rooms? I remember cloak.
Yeah.
They used to call them a cloak. They were way hung up here. I don't know how they got to be called cloak rooms, but they had a swinging door usually on them in my Yeah, he's at Jonathan Maynard Elementary in Framingham. Anyway, the kid wasn't hurt, just scared to... I mean, you can imagine. Kids in kindergarten, for God's sake. 5 years old.
Wow.
Did she unknowingly... Like, did she put him in there and then forget he was there and leave? Or did she put him in there and then intentionally...
Still, why are you putting a kid in a closet?
Either way.
The child was being punished.
Child was being punished. You're being punished. Wow.
But then she forgot that she put him in the office. So it's two, both of those things.
Okay. Wow.
Child being punished and the teacher forgot. So...
If you're forgetting you put a kid in the closet, I'm thinking you're probably
really?
Not the
and
best candidate for
punish,
a teacher.
If you punish the kid by putting him in a closet,
right.
It'd be a problem, too.
Yeah. Well, is that... Can you go back and say that if you can't control the children, you ought not to be... I mean, what's the syllabus for... or what's the creation of the rule system for handling problem children? Doesn't everybody have his or her own way of... Yeah, I remember when... I remember when I was teaching. If there was a problem child, I would look at him and not say a word. I'd just look at him. And that usually was enough.
That's what you do to us here.
Yeah. No, I just stop talking when you come up with some boner. What?
The teachers today do not have the freedom... That you may have had when you were a teacher.
No, they don't. They don't.
You were able to get away with a lot more in the early 70s.
Because I, for whatever the reason, the kids paid attention to me most of the time. Not all of them. I had a few problems. And as soon as I had a problem, I sent them to the office. I didn't deal with it because all they did was disrupt the class. And that's the only reason they were acting out anyway, because they needed attention. So right. Send them to the office and let them do their song and dance with the principal. Normally... The best discipline, because the principal was not very effective in most anything he did. That's how he got to be a principal.
You know,
it was better for me to handle it myself, and that's what I did.
Both of my kids, who are still in elementary school, one in kindergarten, one in fourth grade, they have they get things for being good, and then get things for
what
not
sort
being
of things
good.
Do they get?
Well, for example, my daughter Juliana, she gets they have a piece of paper, and they get a star for every time that they do something good. And when they get enough stars, they get a little teeny toy. You know, it's just something throwaway thing. And then my son, they have I forget what the moniker is on it, but they get like a smiley face if they're good, and then they get
an emoticon.
Like, and then they get something if they're not good. They get one taking away, and then every so often they get I don't have to do homework today because I've got 10 of my smiley faces or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. There's definitely a little teeny award system for them, and it seems to work well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Richie, do you have our da-da-da-dun?
I think I do here.
I didn't really do justice to the Benghazi report. To give you the words of Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma, who says that, as far as he's concerned, the Benghazi attack will be the greatest cover-up in the history of our country. Really?
Aside from the Kennedy assassination, maybe.
Right.
The greatest cover-up in the history. Everything today, everybody's sort of prone to hyperbole. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll leave it to you to look that up. Hyperbole, as opposed to hi, Richie.
Spelled hyperbole.
Hi, Kenny,
yeah.
Hi, Jennifer. The feds are investigating Walmart. Da-da-da-da.
Oh, you want this on every single one?
Why, no. I'm trying to create drama here, Richie.
Okay.
Drama, early morning drama on the Good Day program. The feds have filed a formal complaint.
Excuse me, I think my heart's pounding because I'm so nervous.
Really? The feds, through the National Labor Relations Board, says Walmart has illegally fired and disciplined and threatened employees in 14 states for participating in activities that bring about complaints, public complaints about wages and working conditions at Walmart.
That doesn't make you want to have a yellow smiley face.
Yeah, they were striking.
Can you imagine Walmart being upset and retaliating against their workers? Wow.
Well, they're saying that they didn't show up for work. So
put them in the coat closet.
They didn't. That doesn't require an investigation. They put them in the closet. They closed the door with a greeter
in
the closet with them.
Duct tape on aisle 5, please. Locks on aisle 6.
Oh, my God. The Labor Relations Board cited an internet memorandum that said a company official This reminds me. This is back to the UN. Hello, we all know Walmart does this. Why does it take the National Labor Relations Board to tell us that they've broken the law? They do that all the time. They do whatever they can. They're the biggest
corporation
in the world.
They want to get Walmart over their knee so that they can ramp them up to $15 an hour for minimum wage.
Well, maybe they want to do that. Anyway, the company says on its behalf, actions were legal and justified. Quote, we continue to believe that we acted respectfully and, more importantly, acted lawfully in these incidents. Yes. Of course they did.
If you don't show up for work, does your employer have the right to reprimand you?
Depends on how you didn't show up for work.
If you are assigned to show up for a shift and you do not post, for whatever reason it is, and you do not call in.
Yeah, I think that's it's a
disciplinary action. It's,
do I, as your boss, have the right to reprimand you?
Yes,
Richie, you do.
Okay.
Would you like to? Jennifer would like some of that.
We do. When you don't show up, we do your show. That's punishment enough.
I don't show up all that often, thank you. By the way, speaking of posting, Richie, have you posted your grateful Facebook point?
I have not. I need to make my way over to Facebook and do that.
Kenny, what's the best way of us pointing this out? It's a Facebook post that reflects what you're grateful for today. That's what we'd like you to do, and share it with us at facebook.com/Good Day Show. We're doing it, so if you'd like to do it, we think it would actually present a very nice attitude and aura for the day. What do we have, Kenny? You got some nice grateful posts from Facebook, whether it's from the folks that are listening or on our Facebook page.
Laurel says that she's grateful for her children's health and happiness.
Mm-hmm, good for her.
That's nice.
Yep.
Jay says, another day of work with so many people searching for a job. I'm truly thankful to my friend, Daryl.
Mm. Who's Daryl?
Must have given him the job.
This is kind of funny.
Thank you. Going.
Thank you, Daryl.
Right. Hey, Daryl.
And Larry.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want?
Carl says he's grateful for the health of his children. That's what he's most grateful for today and every day.
Good. Nice. All right. These thoughts every day. Please share one thing for which you are grateful. I will do it. Richie will do it. Jennifer will do it. Kenny will do it. We'll all do it. And it's important that you do it because it's just really good. It's a way to make your life sort of closer to that life that you dream about, in my estimation, anyway.
Today, I am grateful for the ability to start my day by goofing off for 3 hours on the radio.
There you go, Richie. Put that right up
there. I'm grateful for a push-up bra. And by the way, so were you.
16 before the hour. Jennifer pushes up her whatever utensils that she needs for the television report coming right up here on Good Day.
Watch what happens when I need something for business. Say my laptop just died.
OfficeMax has laptops, tablets, and printers that are perfect for you.
How'd she know? And why is this report in black and white?
OfficeMax has most major brands of ink and toner at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Okay, I'll go. Right after I clean up these files.
OfficeMax has cloud storage, so you can be productive on the road.
Isn't she amazing?
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Research from Rogaine Brand and Men's Health reveals that one-third of men experiencing hair loss admit to feeling helpless and defeated. But that doesn't need to be the case. I'm Joe Duquette. Entrepreneur, TV host, and Rogaine growth coach Bill Rancic shares his advice on how to succeed in life, love, and business while tackling hair loss this new year.
You know, confidence is so important to success in all areas of your life, whether going on a first date or meeting a new client. Feeling good about your appearance is critical. I can speak from experience that the last thing you want to be thinking about is thinning hair.
When Bill noticed his hair was thinning, he tackled it head on with the help of Rogaine Foam.
Conquering hair loss meant one less thing on my mind while I was chasing my goals.
Start the new year off right by making a resolution to conquer your hair loss with Rogaine Foam. For more tips from Bill, visit mhgrowyourgame.com. That's mhgrowyourgame.com.
It's football season at Buffalo Wild Wings, and there's no other place that packs in the action like we do. When there's a timeout during a game, you're watching another game. And when you're not watching that game, you're watching another game. With over 50 big screens, your eyes won't miss any of the action, and neither will your taste buds. You'll enjoy hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, ultimate nachos, burgers, and over 20 beers on draft. Maybe action-packed is a bit of an understatement.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
At the Sears Big Weekend event, the savings are so big, we brought in a big-time ring announcer to share.
Taking the ring with a body of steel, it's the unstoppable Kenmore Appliances. Let the knockout savings begin.
Head to the Sears Big Weekend event and get up to 30% off all Kenmore Appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
Sears, where better happens. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Other brand savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 116 through 123. Exclusion supply. See store for details.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, bleach a train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
All right, now we're at 13 before the hour. Get to Jennifer's report, television info. Now, what do we have here, Richie? This is an outtake from a Jimmy Kimmel. Is Jimmy Kimmel, not Fallon.
The email I sent you is, this is why Jimmy Fallon is replacing Jay Leno.
I want to do that later. I thought there was another thing.
Oh, you want to do the Jimmy Kimmel thing?
Yeah. Is that too lewd, though?
No, it's not. I just need to know where it is.
Well, in the meantime, Jennifer, bring us up to date on the congressmen who are upset with Julia Louis-Dreyfus. These guys, Durbin, who's a big gas bag. All these guys are a bunch of gas bags. Markey, Blumenthal, Durbin. They didn't like it that Julia Louis-Dreyfus was smoking an e-cigarette
right.
on the Golden Globes. What was part of
the bid when they introduced her. She had her sunglasses on. She was smoking an e-cigarette. But U.S. congressman not happy. They said the Golden Globe celebrates entertainers who are an influence on young fans and that it wasn't a good representation.
See, this is how they get the story wrong. These men are not congressmen. They're all senators.
Oh.
And I think that's an important distinction. I mean, people say, what's the difference? No, that's a fact that should have been clarified, or somebody should have known who wrote the story, or some editor
right.
who looked at it, not you. Well, maybe you. But,
maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm the only one who seems smart enough to know.
I'd actually skipped the story today, so in my benefit, this is not actually part of the TV report, but we'll talk about it. You know, it's
overkill.
To me, everybody is smoking these e-cigarettes, and so I think it does glamorize it to a point.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people that smoke them. I know a lot of people that try to smoke them in college classes. Now, how does that hit you? That's kind of weird.
Well.
But it doesn't have any smoke, so they say it's okay and healthy and fine for everybody, but you're still ingesting
nicotine.
Healthy. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what else?
All right, so the creator of CBS's How I Met Your Mother is apologizing for Monday night's episode. Some people thought it was a little racist. The episode featured Marshall attempting to give Barney the perfect slap and featured the show's other characters in yellowface wearing Asian costumes and speaking with accents.
That's offensive.
Didn't go over very well, and
really?
So they've issued an apology to everyone. When we offended, I hope we can regain
friendship. Why don't they do as part of the network when they before every program, we apologize to anybody who could be offended by anything.
Right? Didn't they watch Jimmy Kimmel the other day when he offended the Chinese?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. CBS announced the All-Star edition of Amazing Race, featuring 11 returning fan favorite teams. Sunday, February 23rd at 8 p.m. You can check it out.
So Jenny McCarthy wanted to be on The Bachelorette.
Yes, she did.
Right.
She was lonely after her divorce, and she wanted to do it.
The
producer said no.
Tell her to call me
anytime.
51 past the hour on Doug's Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
About an ingredient in many of the medications we take. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The FDA is issuing a warning about acetaminophen, the active ingredient in many over-the-counter medicines. Here's just a partial list of some of the medicines that contain acetaminophen.
Midol, NyQuil, Robitussin, St. Joseph's Aspirin Free, probably 50 different things that contain acetaminophen.
That's Dr. William Carey of the Cleveland Clinic. The FDA says taking more than 325 milligrams of acetaminophen per dose can cause liver damage. It's recommending healthcare professionals stop giving out prescriptions that contain medicines that go over that limit. Dr. Carey adds that we, the consumer, need to know what's in our medications.
Many over-the-counter medications have acetaminophen, and many consumers are unaware that they're taking pain medicine with acetaminophen.
The FDA also notes liver damage was caused in patients who drank alcohol while taking these medicines. In a related note, injuries that can lead us to taking pain medication are more common this time of year. Dr. Stephen Meldon, an emergency room physician at the Cleveland Clinic, says one of the most common hazards this time of year is ice.
We see a lot of falls and a lot of fall injuries, and they typically can result in fractures, especially the wrist or shoulder. Be very careful. If you are elderly or at risk for falls and fractures, stay inside.
At this time of year, there are also a rash of injuries caused by this contraption. This is a snowblower. And Dr. Meldon offers this seemingly obvious suggestion.
Do not try to unclog the snowblower when it's running. Use a stick or a broom handle and really avoid injuring or amputating parts like your hand.
Let's put it this way. If you're the type of person who thinks cleaning out a snowblower with your hand while it's running is a good idea, you should stay inside. Permanently. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Someday, I'll drive to the airport, pick a flight, and just take off.
Someday, I'll have my own vineyard. Someday, I'll make it past the finish line of a marathon.
Someday, I'll drive my very own Mercedes-Benz.
Someday is today. With our certified pre-owned sales event going on right now, you can own the car of your dreams. And thanks to exceptional 1.99% financing on select models now through February 28th, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. And now, get unlimited confidence with our new unlimited mileage warranty, delivering continued assurance for up to 7 years and 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio.
Someday, I'll stop saying someday.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional offers. Exceptional offers.
On Wall Street, a good day for stocks yesterday. The Dow with a triple-digit gain, up 108 points, finishing at 16,481. NASDAQ rose 32 points, S&P with a 9-point gain. The Pentagon says it continues to work toward the safe release of a U.S. soldier held captive by militants. A new video has surfaced of Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who was captured in Afghanistan more than 4 years ago. Bergdahl's family issuing a statement through the National Guard saying they have learned of the video and request that he be released. A new poll out showing most New Jersey residents are backing their governor. The Quinnipiac University poll finds just 22% believe Governor Chris Christie personally ordered the lane shutdowns on the busy George Washington Bridge in an apparent act of political retribution. And finally, time to hit the road. Very interesting new survey out from the folks at Insurance.com. They took a poll to find out what we feel are the very best and worst driving songs. We can all agree that when we're behind the wheel, some songs are great for driving, others not so great. Let's start with the best driving songs. Number one on the list, this one. Don't stop believing. The big hit from Journey. I'm sorry, but this one always reminds me of the final scene of The Sopranos. A close second on this list was this one from Queen.
Mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go.
Hard to listen to Bohemian Rhapsody in the car without bouncing up and down as they did in the opening of the sitcom That 70s Show. Third on the best driving songs list. That's right. Crank the volume for AC/DC up to 11. On the other side of things, number one worst driving song mentioned by 29% of those who took the survey was this one.
Who let the dogs out?
Well, of course, humans would hate this song while driving, but our canines, with their heads hanging out the window, love it. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
At the Sears Big Weekend event, the savings are so big, we brought in a big-time ring announcer to share.
Taking the ring with a body of steel, it's the unstoppable Kenmore Appliances. Let the knockout savings begin.
Head to the Sears Big Weekend event and get up to 30% off all Kenmore Appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
Sears, where better happens. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Other brand savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 116 to 123. Exclusion supply. See store for details.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.